Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome everyone once again to another show. This is the RF Sports Radio Show. I'm your host, RF, and you are live with us on our Thursday show, our world famous pick show. We had a great show last Tuesday. If you guys didn't hear that show, go back and download the show at blogtalkradio.com/RF Sports. Or go to our blog at rfsportsradio.blogspot.com, and you can download the show and listen to our last show from Tuesday. Had a special guest caller with Ice from Iceman Sports. He had a big show yesterday about the MVP race. We talked about that and previewed that. We talked a lot about our power rankings for the NFL, which we debuted those on Tuesday. Now, tonight we're going to debut our power rankings for the NBA. So all the callers, you want to get in on the conversation or voice your opinion, make sure you call in at 323-927-2906. That's 323-927-2906. So without further ado, we have a short show tonight. So let me bring on my co-host real quick.
Hello, Rodney. What's going on?
Good about you, Royce. You ready for Christmas?
Toward the night before Christmas, we're doing our Thursday show. I do think the Cowboys will win just one more.
Okay.
That's my ride for the night.
Well, we were hoping that they got to play the Eagles. They put the Eagles
right
on Christmas night.
I'm in a Christmas spirit, so we'll see.
Yeah, nothing wrong about that. And, of course, we got our picks and everything coming up. We get to pick our games. And of course, we'll pick that Cowboys game when they play the Cardinals on Christmas night. So let's get to a couple of top stories real quick. But first of all, let's make some show announcements first, Royce. I think we do have a big announcement for our listeners. Now, I know you guys definitely love that we bring you guys Dallas Mavs all the time, the interviews from the locker room, the press conferences with the coach.
Big news.
And of course, we do some live stuff at the stadium during the game. But we got a big announcement to make. We are going to be covering a lot more, at least for this bowl season, college football talk, because we will be covering a couple of the bowl games here locally. We're going to be covering the Armed Forces Bowl, which is on December the 30th. That's going to be at Ford Stadium, SMU. In that particular game, Royce, SMU is going to take on Army. So you got to be excited about having a chance to cover the local team right there at the Armed Forces Bowl this year.
Yeah, SMU's been great this year, right now. Good team. I'm excited to see him play live. Yeah.
Yeah, I am definitely, too. We're also going to have a chance for the show to cover another bowl game. And this one there sounds funny to me, Royce. You got the Ticket City Bowl at Cotton Bowl Stadium.
Right.
I mean, it sounds a little funny to me, but
that does,
we're
going to
be covering, we're going
to
be covering the Ticket City Bowl at the Cotton Bowl. This is going to be January 1st, 2011, which Texas Tech will take on Northwestern. So we're talking a lot about that game. But just to give our listeners a chance to really get the players' conversations, their audio, and also get some of the coaches as well, too. You picking the winner for that game yet, Royce, or do you want to hold your pick?
I'm all my pick to the night before. We'll make our picks the night before.
There we go.
There should be two interesting bowl games. I'm excited to go, Rodney.
Yeah. And we just got confirmation also, Royce, and you may not know this, but we're also going to be covering the Cotton Bowl, which would be Texas A&M. That's going to be at Cowboys Stadium, so we get a chance to go back to Jerry's house and spend the new year.
Jerry World.
Yeah, definitely Jerry World. Let's get a couple of quick top stories, just our top story section of the show. We'll touch on just a few topics that are right now prevalent in the news right now, in sporting news. Number one story right now has got to be Terrell Pryor. His whole deal at OSU. If you guys haven't heard yet, but the NCAA does suspend 5 Buckeyes today, and one of them happens to be the starting quarterback, Terrell Pryor. Apparently, this all stems from some violations. Some of the players actually sold merchandise. Others were involved in some kind of tattoo deal where they traded autographs for tattoos. They've even earned the nickname of ESPN now as Tattoo U over this situation.
All right.
But they're gonna lose some key players. Now, Royce, your initial reaction, we talked so many times on the show about players getting paid. Matter of fact, we had a caller call in on Tuesday about players getting paid. And I feel like, what is the NCAA going to do? Now we have a situation now where guys are getting caught selling items. And apparently Terrell Pryor, excuse me, he was trying to do something for his mom. Am I correct?
Yeah, that's what they were saying. So I don't know if he's trying to get us something for Christmas or trying to help her out. Or we don't know. So, but, you know, that's a real fine line, Rodney. You know, after the Reggie Bush incident, they really come down hard on these players. And, you know, they're really watching them. I don't know the reasoning behind it. I understand he stole a trophy he had, too, a couple of more things he stole. But, I don't know these guys' financial situation. I don't know what they don't know if it's need for desperation. Could be the economy is hitting college football players. I don't know. But, if they were getting paid, this might not happen. And, you know, you really can't do anything now that's against the rules because they're watching everybody. I mean, it's just some players get caught and some don't. That's how it works. But my understanding was they thought that that was their item, that they could do anything they want with it. That's the understanding I got.
Well, that's the truth. And you're absolutely right. They actually gained these items. The problem was the items that they sold were items that they received on part of the NCAA, for instance, like championship rings, that they wore in certain games.
2008, wasn't it?
Right, exactly. And matter of fact, here's the list. The list did come down this afternoon of what these guys have to do. But Terrell Pryor, the starting quarterback for OSU, he must repay $2,500 for selling his 2008 Big Ten championship ring, a 2009 Fiesta Bowl Sportsmanship Award, and his 2008 gold pants from the game. So that's what he has to do. And then Dan Heron, the leading rusher for Ohio State, he must repay $1,150 for selling his football jersey, pants, and shoes for $1,000 and receiving discounted services worth $150. That's how he comes up. Devere Posey, this number two wide receiver, must repay $1,250 for selling his 2008 Big Ten championship ring for $1,200 and receiving a discounted services worth $50. And the discounted services is what the big deal is. These are actually supposedly tattoos. And part of the money was they went to a tattoo parlor to get tattoos. They traded the tattoo artist an autograph for the work that he did. And they called those discounted services, which,
that's against the NCAA rule. It's kind of hard. What if you paying ask for an autograph and, you know, give you a hat or something? You know, it's a fine line on that. You know what I mean? So I don't know. They really came down hard on these guys. You know, so I don't know what's going to happen next, you know, with their career. Are they going to stay or are they going to leave? Now, there's a few comments. A couple of sports writers says these guys are real conceited, you know, having been a football player most of his life. They say he's been courted ever since the seventh grade, and he thinks the world revolves around him. He thinks he's the best quarterback. So I don't know that side of him, so I really don't know. I'm going to reserve my judgment on that.
Yeah, I think I do the same, too. It's a real sticky situation when you're trying to evaluate the character of a player based on what you see on the field, because like you said, we don't know these guys. We don't know how they act or what kind of background they come from, so there's no way I can – pass judgment on anyone's makeup based on what they do out there on the field. You're absolutely right about that. Other players that were in trouble, Adams, he must repay $1,000 for selling a 2008 Big Ten championship ring. Thomas must repay $1,505 for selling his championship ring for $1,000 and his gold pants and also getting a tattoo as well. So it's amazing to me that all this is going on. I mean, it sounds petty, but, you know, rules are rules. And these guys, they play Big Ten football for a big program. They should know these rules first and foremost.
Right. Well, you know, Rodney, if a guy wanted to buy the socks I wore out on Texas, the new Cowboys Stadium, I think I'd sell it to him. If somebody's dumb enough to buy it, I'd probably sell it to him. But, you know, the city fans, somebody has to really want that, you know what I mean, in order to sell it. You know.
Now I walked on that field too. So my shoes are for sale as well. If you guys like to put in a bid, you can email the show at rmsportsradio@gmail.com. We definitely answer all inquiries on that. Definitely.
Right.
Another quick story. The number two story we got ranked today is Rex Ryan. And Rex Ryan is in the news. I don't know how the best way to present this story, because I think it's really petty. It's between him and his wife, you know.
Right, right.
Apparently, a videotape service is on YouTube, and it's clear you can hear the voice of Rex Ryan, and he's talking to his wife. People are calling this some type of foot fetish video, because she does have her feet hanging out of the car during the video. And he's basically, you know, making comments about her feet being pretty, they're so soft. He even asked her during the video, can he smell her feet? So a lot of people assume this being a foot fetish video. And I can remember any point in time since I've been following football that a coach has been caught up in anything close to some type of sexual deal, some kind of fetish deal. This is for the first time, but you can clearly hear Rex Ryan's voice on there. I think this will be a non-story by next week, but Royce, we got to talk about it nonetheless, because it does involve one of the biggest guys in the NFL right now.
Well, I think that was a personal video for him and his wife, and you know, I saw it on TV, and it more or less like he was playing. And what's wrong with? I mean, at least it wasn't another woman. He was flirting with his wife, so I don't see anything wrong with it between him and his wife. What they do in their privacy, if he does have a foot fetish, but then she ought to be happy, and he's making it bad for all the rest of the guys, because everybody's going to want their wife to rub their feet. So I don't know what, you know, worship their feet, if you want to put it that way. But
yeah, so pretty every wife would be asking for a foot fetish video. You're right.
Right, yeah, right. That's it. So, you know, and I think that's between him and his wife, and it really shouldn't have been brought out in the public, but it goes to show you how you have to be careful about what you do, especially when you're in the spotlight, because somebody's always watching, you know.
Yeah, somebody's always watching. You're right about that. But I thought that was interesting. And my question in this is, too, is you heard the story that came out earlier in the week about Sanchez may not be able to play sore shoulder. I wonder if they were trying to get that story out in front of the news, so maybe thinking that this was going to come out eventually, and, hey, maybe that'll keep people from talking about me, to talk about Mark Sanchez. What do you think?
Right. Well, who knows? I mean, you know, could have been a tactic. But I don't think it was meant to be put out on YouTube or over there. You know what I mean? Somebody got a video, and I guess they thought it was funny. But it's no big deal. And like I said, it'll be dead in a day or two.
Yeah, I think it will be as well. Another quick story before we get into our debut of our NBA power rankings. I think a lot of people are going to be shocked about that. And, of course, we're going to bring on some other people on the program. Chris is going to join us on the program and spend some time with us for the holidays. So we'll definitely be glad to have him on to talk about a little bit of this. But let's get to the other story real quick, Royce. I don't know if you heard this one, but Diana Taurasi, a big player from the world of women's college sports from her time at Duke. And even she played, of course, in WNBA as well. But she actually tested positive, I think, yesterday in Turkey. And she's playing in Turkish League right now, tested positive for a banned substance. They're saying it's not a steroid and not a recreational drug either.
Right.
However, they did refuse to identify exactly what it is. Now, she's had a little bit of a history. She actually was suspended 2 games from the WNBA in 2009. After pleading guilty for a DUI charge. So she's had a little bit of history. She's been suspended by the Turkish League. She's already missed the last 3 games as well. But what does this say, Royce? I mean, are we going to see now testing, maybe, you know, having another thing break out for WNBA stars?
Well, probably more than likely probably will. I thought they already had that in place, Rodney. But, you know, nowadays you can't take anything over the counter that doesn't have something in it. So I really don't know the story behind that. We'll see when it comes out. And like I said, she's not the first, and she probably won't be the last if she does test positive. You know, it's just the nature of that sport. You know, no matter how great you are, somebody's better than you. And you have to keep up with these other guys. Somebody's waiting to take your spot. So,
and the I want no one to get me wrong. You know, I don't want anyone to send a bunch of hate email in here or anything like that, but you got a women's team that breaks the great record held by the UCLA team, the men's team, They win, what, 89 games?
89 games, record.
Now you got women in the NBA that are dunking. You got women in college that are dunking. I mean, hey, I'm just saying. You know, the stranger things have happened.
Yeah, they're much bigger than they were years ago. Some of these women can dunk.
I'm just saying, that was unheard of years ago, a woman dunking a basketball.
Right.
Exactly. Now you got something to do on a consistent basis. The girl right here from Baylor. I mean, she's playing like Kevin Garnett down low.
Right. So you're right.
So I'm just saying. I'm not.
Right.
I'm not trying to make any inferences any kind of way. You know, but I'm just pointing that out to everybody before something breaks. You heard it first on the RS Sports Radio Show. Let's take a quick break, Royce. We got some people going to be joining us on the line here in a second. We'll debut our NBA Power Rankings. We'll get into whatever you guys want to talk about on our holiday edition of the show. This is the RF Sports Radio Show live Thursday night, the Thursday before Christmas. And we'll see you guys in just a second.
Calling all models, calling all actors, all music artists, calling all comedians and producers.
I got a question for you. Have you been having trouble finding gigs, and not just gigs, but paid gigs? Well, if that's you, look no further.
Okay.
We've got the perfect solution for your problem. Go to WeBookGigs.info right now.
Okay.
Sign up and create your profile. And let me tell you what you're going to get. You're going to get updates about shows and paid gigs sent directly to your personal Twitter, Facebook, email, and your phone. Now, the best thing about WeBookGigs.info is it's absolutely no cost to sign up.
That.
So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. WeBookGigs.info right now.
Right now.
What's up out there with it, world?
What's up with it?
It's your boy, Chosen. Man, and I'm back in the building, you dig? And for all of y'all that haven't already done it, you know what I'm saying? Go out there and join IcebreakerProductions.com right now.
Support your favorite ICE artist
right now.
You know what I'm saying? Get a ringtone, get a t-shirt, buy the calendar
right now.
Or you can even pick up a teddy bear. You know what I'm talking about? We got everything.
Got everything.
Every Wednesday, y'all need to be checking out the Icebreaker Radio Show at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time.
7 p.m.
When you hear it, IcebreakerProductions.com. You know what I'm saying? Scroll down to about the middle of the page and click on the player, and you got us. You know what I'm saying? And if that ain't working for you, hop on iTunes and listen to us on the podcast. I ain't tripping. You know, you can get us on anywhere. And if you really want to know what's going down at all times with Icebreaker Productions, you got to follow us on Twitter at Icebreaker Radio. And if you're a Facebook lover, hit us up, Icebreaker Productions. You know what to do. And for all of y'all that like them live, fresh videos, you know you can follow us on the YouTube channel, Chosen972.
Right now.
If you're still in the old school and, you know what I'm saying, you still on MySpace, hit us up, 972. We ain't tripping. And without further ado, we're going to go ahead and hop into this album, the reason that you're hearing my voice.
Uh-huh.
You like one of these artists, you know what I'm saying? So get your jam on, get your lean on.
Yeah.
And I'll be back at you later on in the future with more ICE announcements. Already.
This is RF with the RS Sports. This is RF with the RS Sports Radio Show. I'm here live with my good friend, CEO and creator of LawApps.com, Jared Rice. Why don't you let everyone know exactly what LawApps.com is?
It's a mobilized version of an attorney's regular website so that people can access the site on mobile phones like smartphones, whether it be HTC, iPhone, Android, BlackBerry, or Palm, or any Windows-based system.
So why does an attorney need LawApps.com?
Well, if you have a regular website and people are pulling it up on their mobile phone, obviously they can't see it. So if you don't have a mobilized version of your site, you're missing out on millions of customers. And, you know, for business, that's not a good thing, especially in 2011.
So what's the best way for people to get in contact with LawApps.com?
Go to our website at lawapps.com, and apps is spelled with a Z on the end, not an S. Or they can give us a call at our toll-free number, 1-888-974-6784. That's 1-888-974-6784.
And it's lawapps.com, LAWAPPZ.com. Get your law firm out of the dark ages.
And we are back live on the show. Welcome, everyone, back to our holiday edition of the RS Sports Radio Show. We got a short show today, but got so much to talk about, so let's get right into it. Royce, we're getting ready to debut our very first RF Sports Radio NBA Power Rankings. And we did the same thing we did on the NFL rankings. I asked some key figures I respect, who are basketball minds I definitely trust, asked them to come up with a list of their top five teams. And what we did is the same thing we did the NFL teams. We added all the teams up on a point system based on the rankings that everyone submitted. So if you submitted them number one, they got more points, and it went on from one, two, three, four, and five to come up with our top five on the show. So, Royce, without further ado, let's give everyone our top five real quick. Do you have any guests first, or who's going to be number one?
Let me see. It's local show. I might have to go with the Mavericks.
That's right. The Mavs finish up number one. Coming in at number two are the Spurs. Number three is the Boston Celtics. Four Lakers and five Heat.
Wow.
And five Heat. So we got our first power rankings is going to be Mavs 1, Spurs 2, Celtics 3, Lakers 4, Heat 5. Heat 5. So what do you think about that list?
I pretty much agree with it. That's kind of how I pick it. I don't know. You know, the Heat are just barely pulling up the fifth spot. But you can change that order any kind of way, and I still pick the same five. But, now, you know, definitely Miami at five.
Here's the funny thing is people gonna not gonna like this, but I didn't even have Miami in my top five.
I didn't even have them in my top five.
I didn't either. I had in my top five finished, you know, of course, sixth in the voting, and that was the Chicago Bulls. So let's take some callers real quick to find out what everyone thinks about this particular list. Yeah, I know you agree with that. I know you think they should be in the top five also too. Let's find out what the callers are saying. Let's bring on Chris real fast. Chris, how you doing, man?
Hello?
Can you hear me?
We're bringing on Chris. Sorry about that, Chris. We had some little technical difficulties there. You heard our first top five. We got the Mavs 1, Spurs 2, Celtics 3. Lakers 4, Heat 5. What do you think about that list?
I can pretty much kind of agree with that list. I mean, how many games are they in the season so far?
Right now, everyone's about 28 games in. 28, 29 games.
Oh, okay, so still early in the game.
Still early in the game. But just based on what you know, the basketball that you've seen this year, based on what you saw, what do you think about that particular rankings right now?
I mean, the rankings are not bad, given the fact that I think that I don't know if I necessarily would agree with, you know, the Heat being at five over Chicago, but the Heat, though, you have to keep in mind, I mean, the three key players, you know, we know are down there. I mean, you know, everybody knows this. It's not a secret at this point. And all the three players that are down there, basically, those players are clutch players and play a lot better, you know, toward the back half of the season and toward playoff time than they do early in the season. I mean, you know, it's just kind of my take on it. I mean, I wouldn't definitely count them out. I can kind of see how they made the top five. Then again, I could hear somebody else's argument on the same, you know, on the same token and basically see how they cannot be in the top five. But I don't agree or disagree with it. I mean, I think it's fair at this point. It's so early in the season that, you know, I probably couldn't create a top five. I mean, I'll take that as a top five.
Let's get some more reaction for some of the callers as well, too. Let me bring on Rick real fast. Rick, first of all, man, welcome to the program. You're on every time with us. We definitely appreciate it, man. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing good, man. My pleasure. How you doing, RF? RF, Royce, how's it going, man?
Feliz Navidad.
All right, all right. Chris, I hear you there, man. How's it going?
Yeah, you know, it's going, man. How about yourself, man? You and the family enjoying the holiday season so far?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We enjoyed it, man. Hope you all are doing the same, man. Really
yeah,
good,
definitely.
Man.
We wish all of our listeners are doing the same. What do you think about this list, Rick? You heard our top five is based on, of course, your vote was counted as well. And we got the Mavs 1, Spurs 2, Celtics 3.
I can't disagree with the votes, with the way that they are, you know, with the way that they came out. The Mavericks are playing really well, so, you know, it wouldn't surprise me to see them being, you know, number one. You know, when I submitted my picks, it was one thing that I really didn't take into account, and that was Rajon Rondo not playing right now, you know.
Right.
So I made my picks kind of based on, you know, how they are playing right now, the way I see it, not necessarily the records, you know. So, you know, that I didn't put the Mavs actually number one. You know, I still haven't seen them go against L.A. yet. You know, that's a matchup that I'm looking forward to. So, you know, until I see them beat L.A., even though it's in the regular season like that, you know, I couldn't put the Mavs in front of L.A.
And speaking of that, Royce, you mentioned the same thing. You were skeptical about the Mavs because they haven't played L.A. yet, right?
No, get me wrong right now. I'm not skeptical about the Mavs. I'm rolling with the Mavs all the way. That guy got behind the Rangers. They have beat a better team than LA have. They have beat the top elite teams. All the teams that are top five, the Mavericks have beat. The Lakers have
quality teams. I agree totally. I mean, they've beaten quality teams out there, you know. So it's not that I don't think that the Mavs could beat L.A., you know. I just want to see it, you know.
Yeah.
We've seen the Mavs play good, breaking people's streaks and stuff like that and having streaks of their own, you know. But I just want to see them do it, you know. It's seeing and believing. That's just the only way I looked at it. And that's only because, you know, I'm a little bit harder on the Mavs, you know, because it's a little homer in me, so – you know, I want to see the Mavs actually beat them. I put the Heat in the top five, though, without question. You know, based upon the way that they're playing right now, you know, there's no way you could dismiss that. You know, I would have to have them in the top five.
And speaking of the Lakers, too, you guys bring up an excellent point, Royce, when you mentioned, you know, they haven't beat some of the elite teams. The Lakers have only beat one team with a winning record so far this season, and that was the Chicago Bulls when they played in L.A., but that's the only team that they beat this season that has a winning record. So that tells you a little bit about exactly what you guys are talking about. Real quick, though, let's see how we match up against the experts at ESPN. And I think you guys will find this interesting. But this is their top five for the power rankings. And they use a computer system based on wins, teams that people have beat, and also margin of win is also calculated, too. And for their top five, they had number one, the Celtics, number two, the Heat, number three, the Spurs. Number four, the Bulls. And five, they have the Mavericks. They've got all the way in five.
Oh,
23-5 record. They got the Bulls ahead of them, Spurs, Heat, and also the Celtics. Teams that they have all beat except for the Bulls. But they beat everybody else except for the Bulls.
Right. I don't like that. I think they think the Heat is better anyway. You know, all these sports writers that take this bowler, East is sports writers. You know, so of course now they're going to pick the East over the West.
Yeah. Let's take a little bit more reaction on that. Let me bring Chosen on the line real quick. Chosen, you heard our top five from our power rankings based on votes that we received, and you included in that vote as well. And you heard what ESPN is saying. They got the Mavs all the way down in five. They got the Bulls ahead of the Mavs, and the Celtics and the Heat is the top two teams. What do you think about their list compared to what we picked?
I think their list is just based off of how they think the teams are going to evolve as the season progresses. I think basketball, more so of any other sport, really comes down to the matchup and the chemistry and how teams gel together. I personally feel like, you know, the Mavericks are better than the Bulls all day long. I would not put them at the number five position. I think the Mavericks are better than Miami. The Mavericks are better than a lot of teams. Ultimately, at the end of the day, my top pick is still Boston with Lakers as number two. And I'm with Rick on this one. I'll rank the Mavericks ahead of the Lakers once I see them actually beat them.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. Chris, you heard what the ESPN analysts have to say. I mean, you've seen some of these Mavs teams play so far. They're 23-5. They beat out of the top teams. You think they're doing some kind of disrespect to the Mavericks, putting them all the way in five?
I mean, let's face it, they always do teams down there disrespect, man. I mean, let's not, you know, come on now. They always do. That's not even a question. You know, there are a lot of those, you know, those agencies that, you know, the ESPN and all the motherfuckers, they ain't down here. You know, they're up north somewhere, and they're out on the West Coast. Ain't none of them down south. And below the Mason-Dixon line, it doesn't get really a lot of leeway with a lot of sports writers. I mean, we get written off till we basically have to be the underdog and overcome some kind of adversity. We have to have some kind of little, you know, the engine little could, you know, that could story or something, you know,
right.
To get any kind of respect from either end. That's with all sports always, you know what I mean? I mean, look at the Stars. They're dialing out the Stars and talking about the Red Wings and everything in hockey until the Stars, like, had to just go and kick everybody's backside, you know, year after year, and Mike Modano had to keep getting MVPs and all that stuff. I mean, it's always, every aspect, they always do us like that. But let me get off my soapbox, you know, I mean.
that makes you wonder, Chris, are they ranking the top five teams, or are they ranking the top five teams they want to broadcast on any given night to try to get those ratings up? Now, Mark Stein has a totally different ranking than what his ESPN, his employer has. He's got the Celtics number one, he's got the Mavs number two, the Spurs three, the Heat four, and the Lakers five, which is almost closer to what we have. And he points out the fact that the Mavs have sent Miami to a team meeting, and of course Phoenix made a huge trade after they got beat by the Mavs. So the Mavs are one of those teams that stopped a lot of streaks this year, Rick, and I know you've seen that firsthand as well. I mean, let's talk about the Mavs real quick. How good is this Mavs team, in your opinion? And do we need to be really talking about trade, you know, whether it's Carmelo or anyone?
The Mavs need to leave it alone. You know, the Mavs need to keep doing what they're doing right now. You know, don't mess it up, you know, because it's going to be a tricky situation when Roddy comes back, because whose minutes is he going to take? You know, somebody's got to come up off some minutes, you know, and they like what Barea's giving them. You know, they like what Jason Terry is giving them, but Roddy B is going to have to get some action in there. You know, so the Mavs already kind of got an in-house issue. They don't need to make no trades. They are playing really, really well right now. If I had to give an MVP right now, it would definitely be Dirk. He's been consistent every night, you know, doing what he needs to do. And role players have been stepping up. This team is really, really hard to beat right now.
Now, Russ, you talked about this earlier today. You feel like they need to do the same thing, is just stay with the team they have.
I agree, Rodney. You keep talking about trade. You're trying to jinx this team, and I won't allow that. If it's a winning formula, leave it alone. I know you got this thing about Jason Terry in the fourth quarter. If he's making shots, he's hitting shots, go with what works. If it's working, leave it alone until it's broke. It ain't broke.
But that's the problem I have is the fact that a lot of these games, you know, you talk about the game against Orlando when he hit 19 in the fourth quarter after going 0 for the first three quarters. But that's one of the things that bothers me about this team is the fact that they keep relying on Jet Terry to be Mr. Fourth Quarter. This is like the fourth game this season where he's bailed him out of the fourth quarter because he hadn't hit any shots during the first three quarters. Now, where was Jet Terry last year in the playoffs? Where was that Mr. Fourth Quarter in the playoffs last year? You need another scorer on this team. You got to put another scorer on this team.
Right.
You got to have another team that can go for 30. I'm telling you.
That's always been the problems with the Mavs. You do have to have a high score. But it's not that you want Jason Terry to be Mr. Fourth Quarter. Mr. Fourth Quarter needs to be Dirk. Dirk needs to be 1, 2, 3, and 4. You know, and everybody else on that team is role players. They playing with one of the best point guards that's ever played the game. You know, and they got players out there that can score from any spot. It's just a matter of who's going to be on that night, you know. They have potential all across the floor. Dirk needs to be that man in the fourth quarter, and that's always been my beef with Dirk and the Mavs.
And speaking of Dirk, he did, and I think you're right about him being the MVP candidate this season. He did pass Larry Bird on the all-time scores. Listen, this is Dirk talking about passing the Larry Bird record.
If somebody would have told me that 12 years ago when I got in this league, I would have said they're out of their mind. So this whole 13 years has been an amazing ride. I've been having so much fun, obviously, some ups and some downs, but you know, the major thing is still the championship, and that's still missing. I don't care how many points I got in this league. I still want that ring on my finger, so that's what I'm trying to go for here. I got four more years here, and hopefully we get the job done.
Now, as you see, Dirk's mind frame is on championship. He knows he's been on these teams. It's been 60-win teams, 50-win teams. His mind is solely and clearly on the championship, and I like that about Dirk. But one thing he did say in that interview is he kept bringing up the fact he's been here 13 years. He brought up the fact that he only has four more years left. So why not make that trade to bring that guy in that can play with Dirk right now, the 4 years that you have him? Because it sounds like to me he may not be here after that fourth year. And
right.
So let me ask you, based on what you heard, I mean, I know Dirk's mind frame is right, but don't you think we need to make some kind of trade, especially when a guy like Carmelo is available to have?
Carmelo's not available.
I really feel like the Mavericks need to improve at the post position more importantly than anything. And when we get down to a best of seven with a team, I don't think Carmelo is the answer that Dallas needs.
Right.
I think Carmelo is definitely another scorer, but, you know, hey, man, let Dirk handle the rock and shoot his shots. Put somebody in the paint, man, that can give us a good, consistent 15. That's what I would like to see a trade for. Other than that, man, let Carmelo stay where he is.
I agree, Rodney. And you know what? Who is there to go after other than Carmelo? Carmelo's not going to be available this year.
Let me clear up one thing. I do think that the Mavs should lead a team the way it is. But don't be no fool, though. Don't be no fool. If you got an opportunity to get Carmelo Anthony, depending on who you got to give up, now you need to take that. Don't be no fool, though.
I agree. But like, not only have players have to step up during the playoffs, but you also have to have a bench. For the first time I can remember, this team does have a bench. And when Ryder gets well, I mean, you got to have guys come off the bench. Your bench play is very important in the playoffs. You got to have guys. And we do have guys that can come off the bench and give you 20, 25 points if necessary. You got four players that can score 20 points. That's better than two players scoring 30 if you can have four players scoring 20.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, mathematically, yes, that's better. But here's
mathematically.
The thing. Mathematically, yes, it's better. Okay, but this is a trade. Here's the thing I want to ask, and I'm going to have to call my buddy Bill Ingram from HoopsWorld.com and find out what is Denver offering for Carmelo, because someone needs to pull the trigger here. If you missed out on LeBron, you missed out on Chris Bosh, D. Wade, Amari Stoudemire, you missed out on all those guys, and now you don't want to make an effort to go after Carmelo. That shocks me. I don't know what Denver's asking for him, but he'll be a free agent at the end of the year, so they got to make the trade this year. If I'm the Mavs, I'm calling them. I'm saying, look, I'm going to give you Brendan Haywood. I'm going to give you Caron Butler. I'm going to give you Caron Butler, and I'm going to let you grab maybe Barea. All I need back from you is I need Carmelo and whatever point guard y'all got over there that's sitting on the bench. I need Carmelo and the point guard, and bam. And it's a done deal, because if you do that, you got your starting five at Jason Kidd, Deshaun Stevenson, Carmelo Anthony, Dirk Nowitzki, and Tyson Chandler. That's a much better team than what they have right now.
Denver is going to be like, man, please. They ain't going to do that.
Right.
They would not take that situation at all. Now, I mean, we all know that Dirk Nowitzki is untouchable. That's one person that they ain't going to touch.
Right.
You know, and pretty much the way that I think they should look at it, don't touch Dirk. Don't touch Tyson Chandler, and especially don't touch Kidd. Anybody
right.
else is available.
It's
anybody
available.
Else
okay.
is available.
I can
but
live
Denver
with
ain't gonna, Denver ain't going to want none of those pieces.
Right. And Carmelo,
well, that's the point
if
I'm,
he was available, Rodney, he'd be gone from Denver right now.
That, well, that's the point I'm trying to make.
Saying
that's,
that, saying that, right, saying that, I think he finished out his contract in Denver at the end of the year when he's a free agent. I mean, the money's going to be out of the stratosphere that he can get. So, you're going into Cleveland all over again. Don't expect the Mavericks to go get Carmelo Anthony. Just like you really didn't expect Cliff Lee to stay here with the Rangers.
That's a good point. That's a good
right.
point. Well, that's a lot to talk
go
about
where he
with the
go.
Mavs. Well, that's true. And I think if he has the choice, it definitely won't be Dallas. It'll be New York. That's
right.
just my opinion.
Right. Right.
Let's take a quick break real fast, and we'll get into our picks on our short show today. Happy holidays, everyone, from everyone at the RF Sports Radio Show. Let's take a small commercial break, and we'll be right back with our world-famous NFL picks.
Hi, this is Pastor Monica Wallace. I want to personally invite you to Kingdom Encounter every Sunday at 5 p.m. Central Standard Time on Blog Talk Radio. That's blogtalkradio.com/Kingdom Encounter each and every Sunday at 5 p.m. Hear what the Kingdom has to offer you and have your own encounter. That's blogtalkradio.com/Kingdom Encounter Sundays at 5 p.m. Central Standard Time with me, Pastor Monica Wallace, and may God bless you.
This is RF with the RF Sports Radio Show. Do you have a business, a product, a service, or a website, and you need more customers? Advertise with the fastest-growing internet sports radio show and market your business to sports fans worldwide. Don't miss a unique opportunity to capitalize on the biggest marketing genre in the world. Email me at rfsportsradio@gmail.com. That's rfsportsradio@gmail.com. We have options for every budget, and don't let business pass you by.
Man, Smoke in the City, available now. Album features Blow Fly, Mayhem, Kenfolk Jack, and the Grit Boys, with many, many other. Also featuring production from super producer none other than Big Chris. Available now in all of your favorite online retailers, iTunes, Amazon, Napster, Rhapsody, 7 Digital, E-Music, and every other major online retailer that you can think of. Don't wait, go pick up Smoke in the City now. It's blazing.
So, Brian, you play defense and special teams for the Dallas Cowboys. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct.
Okay, so as a defensive player, I'm just going to go ahead and assume that you hate penetration. Now, Brian, why do you hate penetration so much?
It's not good, and it puts the defense in an uncomfortable position.
It puts us what?
In an uncomfortable position.
Well, that is not good. Okay, normally when it's game time, you put a hat on, but I was wondering, did you ever think about saying F the Surgeon General and just hitting the field raw dog? Have you ever given that any thought?
No, not at all. Far from it.
Well, you ought to think about that sometime. Also, I think everyone wants to know what Brian McCann's take on ball control is.
Definitely got to improve on my ball control anyway.
On your ball control on or off the field?
On the field. Got to work on my ball control on the field.
But off the field, things are said to be okay.
Yeah, they're fine. They're fine.
Okay, well, you heard it here from Brian McCann. He evidently doesn't like penetration, but his ball control off the field is okay.
Welcome back to our Sports Radio Show. That was our good friend Casey Miller from 1310 The Ticket doing his ladies' man thing, and his show is getting ready to start at the top of the new year. You guys want to check in on what Casey's doing or any skits like that, make sure you go to buttnakedsportsparty.com, and you can find all kind of funny bits like that. But I thought that was hilarious. We played that on Tuesday, so I had to bring that back up again for the Thursday show. Let me bring everybody back on. Royce, I know you're live on the line. Chris, you're on the line, too. You get to pick with us this week. Chosen is back for his pick to try to get his crown back on his head. And, of course, you got Rick live, and he's going to be doing his picks also as well. Chosen, when you didn't pick, me and Rick actually tied. We both finished at 9-6, so since we both can't pick first, I guess I'll go ahead and let you pick since you had a little health condition you couldn't pick on last Thursday.
I really appreciate that. I told y'all that it would take an act from above to stop me from getting my crown, and you know I want y'all to thank y'all fans for praying for that. But let's make it do what it do.
Well, let's definitely do it. Now, what we're gonna do since we got a short show tonight. We only got 15 minutes left. We'll make it real fast. We'll go through the games and everybody's give their pick. And at the end, we'll go through some. We'll go back over some of the key games and talk about those as well too. So let's get into the first game. Now we have a game going on right now on NFL Network. That's the Steelers and the Panthers. Quick update: the Steelers are up 27-3 over the Panthers. No surprises there.
Yeah.
So. So we all get 1-0 for that particular game. So let's pick some of the games real quick. We'll start off with the Christmas Day game that finds the Cowboys going to Arizona to play the Cardinals. They get to spend Christmas out there in the desert. Chosen, who you picking to win this game?
I'm sorry.
You pick the Cowboys or the Cardinals?
Okay. I'm rolling with the Cowboys on this one. The Cardinals don't have nothing for us this year, man.
Okay, and I'm rolling with the boys also, too. Rick, who you picking this game?
The boys, definitely.
All right. And Chris, who you picking, man? I'm interested to see who you pick this game.
Man, who cares who win that game, man? Don't nobody care about that. Why are we even picking that game? It's like a waste of pick. Who cares, man? Neither one of them are doing anything or being in any contention to get any rain.
That was not the
question. Who cares,
man?
Man,
so who you
my answer is who cares? Bah humbug to that question, man. The next game. Who cares? I'm picking the Cowboys and the. Man, come on. Waste my breath.
Who you picking, Russ's game?
In 15 minutes, the show will end. I do believe the Cowboys might win.
Okay.
I'm talking about holiday spirit, you hear me?
Yeah. But I gotta check your eggnog on that one, man. I gotta check your eggnog on that one. Let's go to Sunday's game.
Check my eggnog.
Right. I know if we just go to Sunday's games real quick, and I know Chris is gonna pick this game if he don't pick none of the other ones. And that's the Patriots and the Bills. It's going to be in Buffalo. Chosen, who you picking?
I got to go with the Patriots.
Okay. And Rick, who you picking this game?
Patriots.
All right, Royce?
I stand up when they sing the national anthem. I'm at Patriot. There you go.
I'm picking the Patriots also, too. Chris, who you picking this game?
Man, you don't even have to ask me, man. Come on now.
Okay.
Belichick
moving
all
on.
The way, man, to the ring.
Moving on. And so we got the Jets and the Bears. This is going to be a real key game for both teams. Jets need to win. Of course, the Bears need to win because they want to get that home field advantage, at least a possibility anyway. So who you picking this game, Rick? I mean, Chosen, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm riding with the Jets, man. It's showtime.
Jets on the road. Royce, who you picking?
No Sanchez. I got to go with the Bears.
Yeah, speaking of that, Sanchez, his deal right now, he's about 80%, but they are expecting him to be a game-time decision. So you guys know that before you make your pick. Rick, who you picking?
I think I'm going to still roll with the Jets.
Okay. And I'm going to go with the I'm actually going to go with the Bears. This game, Bears at home. Chris, you gonna pick this game or you out?
Yeah, I'm going with the Bears. I'm picking only the teams that like really matter, like any playoff contenders, like yeah, that's who I'm picking, man.
Well, the Jets hurt you guys' chances, so I understand you picking the Bears. I understand that.
Right on.
Man, they ain't heard nothing, man. The Jets, so they need to score. They need to score in 8 quarters rather than me and our level.
Now we got the Ravens and the Browns chosen to get the first pick.
Oh, Ravens all day.
Ravens on the road. I'm gonna take the Ravens also. Royce, who you picking?
Got one out in the yard right now. I'm going to the Ravens.
Rick, who you picking, man?
Ravens.
All right, Chris.
I go with the Ravens, man. I go with the Ravens, man.
We got the Titans on the road going to Kansas City to play the Chiefs. Chosen, you got the Titans or the Chiefs?
I got to say I'm going to roll with the Chiefs on this one. They let me down every time I pick them, but I think they'll hold it down this week.
Now, the Titans are playing better. They are playing a lot better. They surprised me last week. They're playing a lot better, but I'm going to have to go with KC at home. They're one of the hardest teams to beat at home. Rick, who you picking this pick?
I'm going with Kansas City.
Hey, Chris, who you picking?
We'll go with Kansas City.
And Royce?
Who cares, but, yeah.
KC got the loudest and coldest stadium in the NFL. I'm going with Kansas City.
So we all like the Chiefs to win on at home. All right, Chosen, you got the 49ers on the road to play the Rams, a divisional game, a game that both of these teams need, could determine who wins the NFC West.
I'm gonna ride with old Mike Singletary on this one. I think this is a veteran important game, and I think San Francisco is out to make a statement to the NFL that they really are a really good, talented football program, and I expect them to pull this off.
Now, Troy Smith will start in the place of Alex Smith this game. Also, I think I'm going with the Rams at home. I like the Rams. I like the young team. I'm gonna go with them to get to the playoffs this season. Rick, who you picking?
Rams at home.
Royce.
I'm gonna go with the 49ers because I think they're gonna win this for Singletary.
Okay, and Chris.
Going with the Rams, man, actually, the Rams.
Okay. Got a split decision on that one. All right, Chosen got the Lions on the road after their first road win since 2007. They get to go to Miami to play the Dolphins. Who you picking here?
You know what? The Miami Dolphins, boy, they kind of disappointed me, but I'm going to have to say that they're the better team.
Mm. Now they've got a good road record, but they're only 1-6 at home. The Lions are coming out their first win on the road since 07, so it's gonna be a hard game to pick. Royce, so you picking this game?
I'm going with the Lions. They're on a winning streak.
that's, you don't say that too often. Rick, who you going on this game?
I'm gonna have to go with the Dolphins. I just think they're a better team and they're home.
Yeah. Chris, who you picking?
What's the game again we're picking?
The Lions and the Dolphins.
The Dolphins and who else?
And the Lions.
Who cares, but I guess the Dolphins, man. I mean, if anybody.
Okay. If Chris ended up winning this pick, boy.
The Dolphins, they lose.
I know, me too. I'm going with the Lions on the road. I'm going with the Lions on the road. If they can be any team on the road, it's got to be the Dolphins. I'm going with the Lions on the road. Got to be. They're 1-6 at home. Dolphins are 1-6. They're 7-7, and six of their losses have been at home. I mean, I got to go with the visitor team. Chosen, you got the Redskins on the road trying to bounce back after getting beat by Dallas. Rex Grossman, the new quarterback, going against the Jacksonville Jaguars, who may have lost the division with their loss against the Colts.
I really don't like the Redskins too much. They're in the wrong division, competing against the wrong team, but I think they'll do something. I think they'll win this one.
Okay. I'm picking the Jaguars. Russ, who you picking?
I think Jonathan McNabb put a voodoo doll on the team. I think Redskins lose.
We're going Jags. And Chris?
Hey, man, I'm going Jags. Even though they've been disappointing me last couple of seasons, man. Jones, Drew, man. Garrard, all day.
Rick, who you got? Risk
in a holiday in a holiday spirit, you know, I wish no injuries. But everything else, failure to the Redskins, I'm going with the Jazz.
I thought you changed your mind for the holidays.
Nah, just no injuries, bro.
You got the Chargers going up against the Bengals. The Bengals are going to be at home for this game. Chargers need to win bad to try to catch up with the Kansas City Chiefs. And, of course, as you guys know, T.O. is out for the rest of the season, so no Owens, that leading wide receiver. How you picking this game, Sheldon?
Chargers. No explanation necessary.
Yeah, I'm going to go Chargers here, too. Chris, who you picking?
Chargers.
All right, and Rick?
I'm going with the Chargers.
All right, and Royce?
Lightning bolt. Chargers.
All right, unanimous on that one. That's a lock game. Then we have the Texans and the Broncos. Broncos will be at home for this game. Chosen, who you like?
You know, woo. Wow, how do you call it? this is my holiday coin flip for the night, and I'm rolling with the Texans.
All right, going with the Texans. I'm glad you picked before me. Rick, who you like this game?
Hey, I'm going to have to roll with the Texans, too, only because they close to home.
Because they're close to the crib. I hear you. Chris, who you like? Texans and the Broncos. Broncos at home.
Man, who cares this game, man? I don't even want to pick this game. Do I have to watch that game? Like, seriously?
Who are you picking this on this one, Russ? You picking your Broncos with Tim Tebow at the helm, or you going with the Texans?
I hate both of these teams.
I got to
go with the Broncos at Mile High. I mean, in Denver with the weather, I don't think Houston can play outdoors. I'm going with the Broncos on this one. I'm rolling solo.
Yeah, I take the Broncos in end of December. And I like Tim Tebow. I'm glad he's finally starting, though it came a little bit later than I thought. Chosen, you got the Colts on the road to play the Raiders. And the Colts actually get Joseph Addai back for this game.
Well,
you know, we had a decision, a conversation about Brady versus, you know, Peyton Manning and how he can pick you apart and who's the greatest. But, you know, I still say Brady is better, but I know that the Colts will probably pull this off just only because they're playing the Raiders.
Yeah. Well, I'm definitely rolling with the Colts. I can't pick against Peyton Manning, especially getting Joseph Addai back, at least getting somebody back instead of losing a player finally on the team. Rick, are you picking this game?
Yeah, I'm going with the Colts, too. They get a dive back, but I don't expect the running game to just change just like that. Not his first game. I think he's probably going to have to ease himself into it, but I'm still going with the Colts. They are playing the Raiders.
Hey, Royce, who you like this game?
Yeah, I must have got somebody's going to lose. It's going to be an upset Sunday. I'm going with the Raiders.
Okay. Wow.
Upset pick of the week.
Okay, let's get the last. We got about a minute left. Let's get the last three picks real fast. Chosen, you got the Giants and the Packers. This is the most important game of the week.
Giants.
Okay. Who you got on this game, Rick?
Giants.
Royce?
Giants.
All right, and I'm going to take the Packers at home. Just to shake things up. Seahawks and the Bucks.
Rockets one time, it's over.
Seahawks and the Bucks.
Bucks.
Okay, I'm taking Bucks. Rick, who you taking?
I'm taking the Bucks.
Royce.
I got some Bucks.
Okay. Then we got the Vikings and the Eagles, the last game, the Sunday night game. I got Eagles. Royce?
I heard Bill Clinton playing quarterback for Minnesota. I'm going with the Eagles.
And Rick, who you got, man?
The E-Gals.
All right.
Gals.
We thank y'all for our holiday edition. Happy holidays.
Hey, man, hey, that's me, my pick, man.
Tune in to our show next week. We'll catch you guys on Tuesday. Thank y'all again, and happy holidays to everyone.
Merry Christmas, fellas.
Happy New Year.